Hello, Disc Golf Nation. How are you? This is Mr. Bojangles. I am in part of the northernmost reaches of the fine city of Overland Park, and I am going to do another feasibility study. This time I am at Hickory Hills Park, which is close to 55th and Hardy-ish. It's just the a little bit east of Antioch. Hickory Hills is a large park, large-ish, I would say, probably 25, 30 acres, something like that. It's got good playground equipment. It's got a full-size basketball court. It's got a half basketball court. It's got two tennis courts. It's got a baseball diamond. There's currently some young lads practicing the fine game of baseball. I've set up my disc golf target amongst a grove of catalpa trees, which are pleasantly blooming on this fine June 1st morning. So it is downhill a little bit from me. I'm currently standing on the sidewalk next to the parking lot. I'm going to use that as my tee pad. I'm going to throw over the basketball court. I came here actually one other time to see about doing a feasibility study here. And there were so many people here that I just kind of gave up and went and played. I think it was Antioch Acres that day. So I'm not sure if this really has a lot. I like the size of the park. I think it's got a lot of potential. But I think that it gets actually utilized quite a bit. And I don't want to steal a park from somebody. But nonetheless, I got up this morning and decided that I was going to go ahead and try this. So hole number one is kind of in the, let's see, that would be the eastern central quadrant of the park, I guess, and it's amongst a bunch of trees. I'm going to throw over the half basketball court and the full basketball court from up above, and probably there's probably a drop of elevation of about 6 or 7 feet. So there you go. I'll let you know how I do. All right, so I got a par on hole number one at Hickory Hills Disc Golf Course. I've walked over to the other side of the park. I didn't mention, but there's a nice walking path that goes all the way around the park. And there are currently a couple people walking, or at least one. So I've left the target in the same location as I was before, but now I'm on the opposite side of the park, looking back at the catalpa tree that is protecting my disc golf hole from attacks, I guess, by me. Of getting aces. I think the first one I set up was probably about 240-ish, something like that, and I'm looking probably about 250 from this spot right here. So I'm going to use the walking path as my tee pad, and I'm going to actually, I overthrew the last one. I was throwing my TL3, so I'm going to break it down to my buzz and see if I can't keep it just a little straighter and not overthrow the hole. So here we go. Hole number two, same pin location, but opposite side of the park. All right. So on hole number two, I fortunately hit the catalpa tree, which put the brakes on my disc, put it down. I had a nice little 20-foot putt. I made that. So I got a birdie out of the whole deal. If the PDGA sanctifies my hole and says that it was actually a par three, I did. So anyway, I've moved my target up the hill. It is currently in a grove of oak trees. Yes, I am playing a little bit towards the shade. That's kind of how I do it. I pressed the easy button. Thank you very much. So it's uphill. I was playing down into a little bit of a valley, and now I'm going to play uphill, work some uphill shots. I have an oak tree that is about 18 yards away right in front of me. So I need to either go straight at the basket. I have a little window. The branches of the oak tree are kind of keeping me from getting very high. So I have to throw a real low, hard shot at the target if I want to try and get a birdie. So I think I'm going to go ahead and bust out my Tee Devil. I don't have a pad down here, which is unfortunate, but it is what it is. There are some people out there playing basketball now, so the park is starting to liven up a little bit. At any rate, here's hole number 3 at Hickory Hills. All right, so I made my uphill shot challenging enough where I got a par. Didn't quite get the drive far and close enough to get make the putt, but then I just had a tap in for par. So I've elected to leave the disc golf target right where it is, and I've walked straight west along the walking path. I am now very close to what I think, I don't know what this side street really actually is. I'm next to some apartment complexes, I'm playing slightly uphill, probably about 3 or 4 feet above me. It's interesting, there's a bunch of houses here, and not one of them has a backyard fence. And so all of their backyards just seamlessly blend into the actual Overland Park park known as Hickory Hills. So that would be kind of nice, I think, to have basically a park as your backyard. So I'm not surprised that this park is well utilized. It's a little secret gem. I didn't actually know it existed until I got a map out of Overland Park and kind of found it. So I really like the park. It's probably not going to be something where I'd advise them to put disc golf holes in, because I think that they've done a really nice job with the park. They've got a nice walking trail, they got nice basketball courts, they got a good baseball field, which is basically as far on the far east, northeast corner of the park. It kind of has its own isolated area, and it's really nice, and it's being utilized right now, so can't say anything too bad about that. So, but anyway, I'm still going to go ahead and play my holes, because the park hasn't quite got crowded enough where it's not advisable in doing that. So I'm going to go ahead and play back towards my target. Again, it's in amongst a bunch of oak trees. I'd say there's there's actually a line of oak trees that go right along the walking trail that provides some nice shade. So if you're in shade, I like shade. And then there is a grove of oak trees, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 or so. So it would be a good spot for a disc golf hole because it's really nice and shaded. So at any rate, I'm going to throw my T-Devil again, try and get a little bit more distance this time. I'm going to try and hook it out and then hyzer it in. I've got a nice open area to my right, which is to the south, and see if I can't try and birdie this hole. I'm going to use the walking path as my tee pad again. All right, so I'm up to hole number 5, I guess it was. Hole number 4, I went ahead and parred that. I almost lost one of my discs because I think it fumbled out whenever I was pulling out my putter. So that wasn't good, but I did find it. So I've set up my next target underneath a bridge that bridges one of the parking lots with basically the baseball field. It looks like the baseball team is disbanded. They must be done with their practice for the day. So they got the good workout in. I'm basically playing a little bit downhill. I'm amongst those grove of trees that I was talking about earlier, and probably about 310 feet away from the target. I need to do a little flip shot to try and get it at the target. So I'm going to go ahead and play my T-Devil and try to play a little Anheuser, S-curve, whatnot. So we'll see if it works out. All right, so I'm abusing the heck out of the catalpa trees, which are blooming quite nicely today, on my first throw on hole number 5. But I still ended up getting a par. It was fine. I've moved to the south east corner of the park, which has a park bench, which I'm sitting on, which says that it's Cunningham Heights. So Hickory Hills, there's like two signs. One says Hickory Hills and one says Cunningham Heights. So I don't know if Cunningham Heights is the name of the subdivision or if these are considered two parks that somehow merge together or what. But maybe the tennis courts and the baseball field are considered Cunningham Heights. Anyway, I would be sitting basically in the left field bleachers right now if this was a baseball stadium. I'm probably about 350 feet from home plate. I've left my target underneath the bridge, which is very close to the tennis court, so I kind of want to avoid that. There is a row of about 5 spindly looking trees in front of me, which are directly blocking my view of my hole. So I'm gonna try and hook it around those rather than go through them. There are two gentlemen playing tennis currently, or they've been sitting most of the time. They brought their own chairs, which is nice. They're just pinning it back and forth right now. So good for them. They're getting some exercise. They look like they're, I'd say maybe 3 or 4 years older than me, which put them right in their late 40s. So at any rate, I am probably about, I'd say this is a good 450 from the hole. I'm still going to call it a par three, but there are some challenges to getting this. This might be the time for a bogey, but we'll see if the tee devil can't eat up a lot of that ground. I'm probably 10 feet, 11 feet above where the target is. I've got, there's quite a bit of elevation, maybe even like 12 or 14 feet. So I've got that in my favor. I don't really want to get into this guy's tennis game, so I'm going to probably play it way off to the right to try and keep it, the disc from hooking in there and getting into their game. That would be kind of egg on my face, wouldn't it? So it is, I've been here for about 45 minutes or so, and you know, the park's got some steady use. I think that this is a nicely used park. It's really well done. Way to go, Ovum Park. My hat is off to you. So here we go, hole number 6. All right, so as predicted, I did get a bogey, but it wasn't because of my drive. I had a great drive, and was probably had, I don't know, 35, 40 foot downhill putt for birdie, but instead of birdieing, it glanced off of the bridge and skipped along so that I had another 25 foot putt, and which I missed, and then tapped in for bogey. So all in all, Hickory Hills, I got a, I guess Hickory Hills / Cunningham Heights. I played even par on the course that I designed. So good for me. Again, I think that this actually has a lot of potential for a disc golf course, but I think that the park is being properly used the way it is. So I would not advise putting a disc golf course in here. So anyway, that is what I got to say. So this is Mr. Paul Jangles letting you know to keep banging those chains. If you're curious about trees baying today, I didn't even call him. It was 9 o'clock in the morning whenever I started playing. I thought he could use his beauty sleep. We've got a very busy week or weekend ahead of us. We got some music lessons to go to and climbing parties and barbecuing at my friend's house and all kinds of fun stuff. So hopefully you're enjoying your weekend or wherever you are when you're listening to this. Take care. Keep banging those chains. This is Mr. Paul Jangles. I'm out.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, discers. It's Mr. Paul Jangles. I am out here at Council Grove, Kansas Lake, something like that. I'm with Sweet Lady Jangles. We got the husband-wife team working on a podcast here. It is a beautiful day out, wouldn't you say?
Gorgeous.
It's a little overcast, which is nice because we're not getting sunburned right now. We are about to walk up to hole number 1, which seems to be next to a cottonwood tree or a sycamore, something like that. There is not a single other person in the park, no boats on the lake. We are approaching the first tee pad. I don't know how long it's going to be. The lake looks pretty nice. I don't know if it's got a beach or anything. Hole number 1 is a par 3, 257 feet. It's right along the lake, so we're going to try and avoid throwing our disc in the lake. Sweet Lady Jangles just grimaced. Might be tricky. But it is fairly straight away, so...
Still might be tricky.
They are saying that the lake is officially out of bounds, so that's good. Thank you. So here we go. We're going to throw hole number 1 at... Kansas View Disc Golf Course in Council Grove, Kansas.